During the drafting session in the Missouri House of Representatives, which begins today, language will be proposed regulating autonomous vehicles. In this morning's Newsmaker, a sponsor of the legislation, Mike Moon of Lawrence County, says the bill would specifically deal with automation in the trucking industry.
The primary concern we have is that we don't believe that the systems have been developed to the point where fail-safes are there that will protect people who need to be protected. And we want to ensure that during these tests and ultimately the rollout of these programs that every protection that can be placed has been done so.
The bill is not geared to stop automation technology.
What we're looking to do in Missouri is to recognize advancements in technology because those advancements help us. They streamline productivity. They can make our lives better in lots of different ways. But we want to recognize that and include automated vehicles, and that someday, perhaps, there might be a setup where automated vehicles of all sorts, sizes, and shapes will be traversing down and across the highways of the country without drivers behind them. I don't know when that will be and what it will look like, but it could be.
The main theme behind the bill is safety.
When you have a vehicle which sometimes can weigh as much as 80,000 pounds proceeding down an interstate without a driver behind the wheel, what would happen in the case of an emergency where you need split-second decision-making, where I believe truckers are trained to take the ditch if there's an impending accident and they have no other recourse except to take the truck into the ditch and maybe even lose the load. And so will autonomous trucks be programmed to do that? I don't know. We don't have answers to that yet.
Moon cited incidents, including one in Tempe, Arizona, where an autonomous vehicle struck and killed a pedestrian.
Cars are, 1,500, 2,000 pounds, maybe a little bit more in some cases, and still can kill an individual. Think about what an 80,000-pound vehicle could do out of control and the potential damage and lives that could be lost as a result. And I think that's unconscionable that we would allow something that hasn't been fully tested and proven to ride on Missouri roadways.
CB Insights investment acquisition and partnership data identified over 40 companies developing road-going self-driving vehicles.
One particular company currently is testing these vehicles, and they have a driver behind the wheel and an engineer in the cab to determine whether or not there are advancements or changes that need to be in the system so that these protections can be in place. Other companies, though, are controlling these vehicles behind a computer that could be miles away and hundreds of miles away in some cases.
A former Uber executive in a Medium post earlier this year found current testing practices endangered too many pedestrians, with prototype cars racking up an average of 4.3 injury crashes per million miles, compared to only 2.5 injuries per million for human drivers. Moon also commented regarding the recent plane crashes involving new anti-stall automation, which killed over 340 people.
And we trust, the automatic pilots. They've been in operation for years, but there are problems with them sometimes, and lives are lost as a result. And so we don't want to get the cart too far before the horse that we just put our trust in it blindly. We need to make sure that things are right, and it could take years. It may not take that long. In any case, we just want to make sure it's safe. We're not saying technology should be stopped altogether, but need to make sure that we're not going to put heavy vehicles like that on the road to be operated without any oversight.
Moon is not concerned with potential loss of truck driving jobs in the new legislation.
Certainly with improvements in technology, we see kiosks at retail shopping centers, fast food restaurants, and jobs are potentially at risk. But that's not the state's responsibility. If a business owner wants to adopt some technology that replaces humans, then that's their prerogative. It's not the state to say you can or cannot do that. So that's not the focus of my intent here. My intent primarily is on safety. Now, if someone loses their job, hopefully there's another opportunity out there for them to take that they can be gainfully employed in another way. But that's not what I'm aiming for.
Moon says the future of the bill would be uncertain.
There is an interest in this because we've had bills that have at least skirted around this issue be raised, and there was a fair amount of support and a fair amount of opposition. So I think its success is to be seen, but I think it's a conversation we need to have.
Go to our website, kmzu.com, for more information. Listen every weekday at 7:25 a.m. for the daily Newsmaker installment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.